This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who?
Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, so glad you're with us. Gremlins and all. In our computer systems, we are so thankful to have you with us on a Saturday night. Thank you for being here. Kevin McCullough is my name. This is hour number two of what we call Radio Night Live. And certainly very glad to welcome you in. We will feature the Ladies Lounge tonight, which has great discussions, I anticipate, with Kristen B. Tate, Charmaine Yost, and Nicole Karam before we're done. All three of which are talking about very important things that relate to you and your life, and very glad to have them in the Ladies Lounge tonight. The Ladies Lounge, for those of you that are uninitiated, is a very simple idea. Put more women on radio and let them express their opinions and get them into the conversation. So much of talk radio is dominated by the male mind, the male voice, and the male programming director, that I think it's great to throw in some female perspective, because it certainly challenges us on all things as we need to be challenged. Now, speaking of challenging, my own staff, just a few minutes ago, we're comparing the verbal prowess, shall we say, of one Donald Trump to the verbal hoo-hash of the current president. Now, I know that some of you are offended by that. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be offensive. But when President Biden held his town hall, earlier this week, it was nothing but that. Cut number one. Take a listen to this right here. This is what I call verbal hoo-hash.
Give the people, if your kid wanted to find out whether or not there's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something, or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not, you know, who are the people they talk to beyond the kids who love talking about it? Hmm? Are you okay? I mean, you see, no, it works. Or, you know, or the mom and dad, or the neighbor, or when you go to church, or when you're, I really mean it. There are trusted interlocutors.
Mm-hmm. Trusted interlockers. Give me any idea of what he's talking about there. Just roll the dice. Just throw it up. I will take any attempt at it at this point. This was the entire town hall was rather embarrassing, but this was one of those moments where it just shined. In fact, play that cut again. I just want us to bathe in the verbal prowess of President Hoo-Hash. Take a listen.
The people, if your kid wanted to find out whether or not there's a man on the moon, mm-hmm. or whatever, you know, something, or
something.
You know, whether those aliens are here or not.
Right, aliens.
You know, who are the people they talk to beyond the kids who love talking about it? It works. Or, you know, or the mom and dad,
or
the neighbor, or when you go to church, or
sure,
when you're...
church, why not?
No, I really mean it. There are trusted interlocutors.
Any clue? Any idea? Anybody want to take a stab? What the hell is he talking about? Nobody knows. And this was the problem. That was just one of like 18 examples we could have taken from the same night. And this is really shameful, because it's not just you and I that see it. It's the premier of China. It's the president in Russia. It is the dictator in Iran. It is the dictator's sister in North Korea. Our enemies see this as boldly as we do. And they're not confused by the Washington Post and New York Times covering up the story for us so that they, you know, keep the sheep in the American hinterland confused. They see it for what it is. This is a man who has lost his brain and has replaced it with a bowl of mashed potatoes. So let's take a Kev, you're being hard. That's just one soundbite. Okay, soundbite number two. Take a look and listen to this here. Go ahead.
The question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are. Why can't the experts say,
sure,
we know that this virus,
we know that this
is in fact it's going to be. We know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but permanently approved.
Ah.
And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are. Why can't they?
After he had those two moments in his town hall, he then said on that same night, and then the next day at the press gaggle at the White House. And I can pull up the actually White House transcript. They've got this archived on the White House transcript website. He was asked about whether or not there were any Democrats in the Democratic Party that believed in defunding the police. And he got very outraged. He's like, well, I don't know who these Democrats are. They don't speak for me. I'm the president. I am the Democratic Party. The vice president's the Democratic Party. The Speaker of the House is the Democratic Party. We're the Democratic Party. And then the reporter goes, okay, so you're telling me that there are no Democrats in the party that want to defund the police. And his response, shockingly, was, well, do you believe Republicans think that we're sucking the blood out of children? What does that have to do with anything? And what does that have to do with defunding the police? And why can't you just answer the simple question, Mr. President? I don't know what you're responding to. I don't know what kind of fear you're casting off. I don't know where the sucking of blood, of children's blood comes from. But, friends, if you don't think that we've got a significantly deficient person in the White House, and I mean deficient, I mean he can't decide between lemon or lime for the Jell-O at lunchtime. And then he goes to get the ice cream after they let him have lunch. He goes to get the ice cream, and they ask him about Russia and the hacking that took place over July 4th to try to shut down our energy supply. And he goes, well, I was briefed on this. Okay, then give us an answer. I can't find it. I don't know where it is. He tries to read it. He can't make sense of whatever's on his 3x5 card that they gave him. And I'm sure it was written in like 2-inch, you know, high font. Please, listen to me very carefully. I don't know who's running America right now. I don't. I don't know who's in charge of President Biden. He's always talking about how much trouble he's going to be in if he answers a question. Funny, I thought you were president of the free world. Like, I thought you were the one that answered the question. But when you begin to see the results of the audit in Arizona, which are showing massive, massive, massive irregularities, and the results from Georgia, which just on Friday said that there were more than enough illegal votes that were included in the vote total to sway the results of that state. And now they're off to Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, and we will see what happens. But you know that this guy's not in charge, right? You know that mashed potato head Biden, there's nothing up there. It's a bowl of goo. That's what he's processing. And I feel bad for him because I feel like his wife is a complete person of disrepute for putting him in this position, for the Democratic Party to push him into this position. But, you know, for tyrants and for dictators, what they're willing to do to grab power, they don't care if they have to run over an old man and make him something completely different than what he's been in the past. Everybody I know that has known Joe Biden in years gone by says this guy doesn't, he's not the same guy. He's a different guy. And all you have to do is listen to that first soundbite. In fact, cue that up again. All you have to do is listen to this. You'll understand. He's working with an elevator that stops at the third floor. Doesn't go anywhere near the 16th.
The people, if your kid wanted to find out whether or not there's a man on the moon, or
yeah,
whatever, you know, something.
Is there?
Or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not.
Goblin.
You know, who are the people they talk to beyond the kids who love talking about it?
I don't know.
Are you okay? I mean, you see, no, it works. Or,
what works?
You know, or the mom and dad.
Okay, mom and dad.
Or the neighbor, or when you go to church, or when you're, you know, no, I really mean it. There are
I'm
trusted
sure
interlockers.
You really mean it. I'm sure you really mean it, that the trusted interlockers are there. I have no idea what an interlocker is. I don't know what he's talking about at church. I don't know what he's saying you should tell mom and dad. Nobody else does either. In The Grinch, you know, the Dr. Seuss thing, The Grinch, he steals the who-hash. That's what they took out of Joe Biden's brain. No, I'm sorry. They took his brain. They left the who-hash. That's what he's talking with. Kevin McCullough, Ladies Lounge is next. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you.
All right, I know some of you are a little bit upset that I was so impassioned in the monologue, but I'm sorry, I can't help it. I feel like we have a bowl of mashed potatoes sitting where the brain is supposed to be in the White House right now, and it's very discouraging. When you saw him try to say last night, whatever it was he was trying to say about handguns and COVID vaccines on the town hall on CNN, none of it made sense. Kristen B. Tate rejoins us. Kristen, let me lay this on you. This was from one of his speaking opportunities yesterday. This was the president, Joe Biden. And the direct quote is, and the question is whether or not we should be in a position where are why can't the experts say we know that this virus is in fact it's going to be, or excuse, we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved but not permanently approved. That's underway too. Go ahead, take a shot. Anything, any idea of what he's actually referring to there? I have no idea.
No, nobody knows what he's referring to. And we all know, Kevin, that if Donald Trump had this kind of mental deterioration when he was president, the news media would be reporting on it 24/7 saying this is a crisis. We have someone who is...
They would have already invoked...
What's going on?
They would have already invoked, what is it, the what's the amendment where you can invoke the incapacitation of the president? They talked about it with Trump all the time. They would have already invoked that.
Because this is a Democrat, there's nothing to see. Keep moving along. We're not going to report on this. It's disgraceful. And look, Joe Biden, whatever, say whatever you want about his politics. I think he's wrong on almost every issue. But he used to be a pretty decent speaker back in his day. If you watch old videos of Joe Biden speaking, he was pretty good. So this whole idea being pushed by the left that this is all because of his stutter is nonsense. Because back before, when he was mentally sound, he was able to give speeches and answer questions in a way that was coherent and compelling, given his point of views. This has nothing to do with the stutter. This is a man who is old, doddering, and is losing his capabilities mentally speaking, and it's dangerous to have him as president of the United States because we all know he's not the one who's really in charge. There are people or a person who is pulling the strings behind the curtain, and we have no idea who those people are. They were not elected, and really, we don't know who's running the country right now because it sure isn't Joe Biden.
Yeah. Well, he looked that one voter in the eye last night on the CNN town hall, who's a restaurant owner here in New York, and restaurants have just been, they've just been hammered. I mean, it's just amazing that any of them are still open. And he said, how am I supposed to attract workers? And Joe Biden's answer was, you just have to pay them more. Now, you're talking to a guy that works in food service that already has the thinnest margin of profit of almost any industry in America right now. I mean, food service industry, so much of their inventory goes bad. Spoilage is so expensive. They have to throw stuff out almost as fast as they buy it. And the answer from the president, who's given us 5.5% inflation, I mean, I filled up my car yesterday after getting off the air in Manhattan, and it was $5.59 a gallon. Kristen, I mean, this, and his answer is, well, just pay your employees more.
It's absolutely absurd. I have small business owners in my family. My stepmother owns a chain of restaurants in Boston. And, of course, Boston has very high costs as well. And she is, from the last year, she has really struggled to keep the lights on, Kev. She's struggling to fill all the open positions, you know, even to just get people to wait on tables. It's a real struggle. And, you know, the lockdowns just crippled her. And she's just one of thousands and thousands of small business
right.
owners in this country who risked everything for their dream. And they saw their dreams, their life savings and everything go up in flames because of these draconian lockdowns. And now because they can't get people to work because the Joe Biden administration wants to pay people to stay home. And let me tell you something. In Boston, the minimum wage is already $15 an hour. Okay. And you have to pay more on top of that because of taxes and fees. So she's paying like $18 an hour for people to work, and they're still making more staying home and not working. So it's just ridiculous, and the margins are thin. People are closing their doors because they just can't afford the rent anymore. They can't even afford to keep the lights on in their restaurants with these increasing costs.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. And it's very disheartening to see that the answer when it comes back from the president is that, well, this is just going to be temporary. This is just, you know, we're not going to see this long term. Kristen, I've talked to many economists and people that are watching, you know, traditional benchmark, you know, indicators like the Consumer Price Index. And they're saying there's no sign that this is going away anytime soon.
Correct. And, you know, making the problem even worse, Kev, is we have a productivity problem in this country that's causing supply chain issues. I know we talked about this last week, but
yeah.
We literally can't find people to drive trucks in the country or work in factories. And, you know, people are seeing this firsthand now. For example, I went to Chick-fil-A the other night, and they were out of tomatoes. They had a sign up that said, you know, sorry, folks, we can't get tomatoes right now. And this kind of thing is starting to happen more and more. And soon it's just going to significantly inflate prices in a way that's impossible to ignore or brush aside. And, of course, it's the poor people, the people on fixed incomes who are going to be hurt most. It's really tragic.
And if you can't get tomatoes at Chick-fil-A, I mean, you know something's wrong there. Hey, you're a Texan. You call the Houston area home, and your state legislature has been interrupted because these Texas Democrats decided to go hide out in other places and not basically follow the law of their land. What's the latest on this? Governor Abbott said he was going to arrest them. Ken Paxton seemed to imply that could in fact happen. They are now half the delegation is COVID positive, and they're evidently spreading it to Nancy Pelosi's office and the White House and other people. Where are we at with this, and are they going to be returned? Will the reforms that need to be passed for voting eventually get passed?
Well, first of all, it's an absolute disgrace what they're doing with these Democrats. They are subverting democracy and displaying their hypocrisy with the COVID lockdowns and masking. So that's the first thing. The second thing, though, Kev, is this never should have happened. So I run communications for a gubernatorial race down here for Don Huffines. He's running to the right of Greg Abbott. Greg Abbott talks a big game on Fox News. He does a lot of talk, very little action. We knew these Democrats were going to do this because they already tried the same stunt months ago. This legislation should have been passed during the regular session. It is absolutely unacceptable that it's now midway through the summer in a special session and they're pulling this nonsense. The voters of Texas don't deserve this, and the Democrats are awful. We all know that, but we need a strong Republican in the governor's mansion to stand as a bulwark against the leftism that is creeping into this country, and yes, even to places like Texas. Because let me tell you, Greg Abbott, he's no Ron DeSantis. We need a real fighter in there. So what's going on in Texas is pathetic. It's sad. These Democrats are anti-American, anti-Texas, but they shouldn't be allowed to get away with this.
Yeah, no, not at all. All right, Kristen B. Tate, reader in the Hill. Watch her all over cable television, and she's working to provide freedom for Americans. That's what it's all about. Kristen, always appreciate you being here. Thanks for being with us. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID cases in the U.S. are on the rise as the Delta variant spreads rapidly, hitting unvaccinated segments of the population hard. Florida, Missouri, and Texas now account for about 40% of the country's new cases. The CDC says that in 16 states, less than half of the population has received at least one dose of vaccine. Dr. William Schaffner, professor of infectious diseases at Vanderbilt Medical School, says it will take a different kind of effort to address that level of vaccine hesitancy. He tells CBS News that health officials will likely need to employ a one-on-one approach.
We have to ask each and every person what their issues are, respect that, and then try to provide the good information, and in addition, try to make them feel comfortable and reassured that doing this is really good for them, their family, and their entire communities. We're down to doing this one person at a time.
This is USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Of all the boys. Boys.
Great shot of Lower Manhattan on this Saturday night. Boys, Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us on Radio Night Live. And the Ladies Lounge continues. We open up the second hour to have female perspectives on things. I appreciate Kristen B. Tate being with us. And very proud of my next guest.
She is the Vice President of all things related to family and freedom at Heritage Foundation. And Charmaine, full disclosure, former boss, and I still think of her that way in just the best of terms. Charmaine, welcome back. Always good to have you. You know, I don't know if you were able to make any more hash out of half of the statements that came out of the president's mouth than anybody else did over the course of the last couple of days. I mean, the appearance on CNN was disastrous. There were more than a few sound bites that just seemed to have nothing but garbled nonsense that were being spouted. But when he did connect actual sentences together that were actually meant to be, he said some things that were, I think, troublesome. And my friends Bethany Mandel and Carol Markowitz are both in the Post today, and they're both on this same issue. The president is saying if we don't put kids in masks in school this fall, that we are not being good neighbors, that it's a community responsibility to make sure that kids wear masks in school when they return after the summer break. I'm just curious, Charmaine Yost, from your perspective and from what you've dealt with and what you see other moms dealing with, how is that? How does that sit with people today?
I think it's really interesting, Kevin, that the party of science trademark hashtag there. I mean, all throughout the pandemic, the logic associated with our public policy approaches to kids has been completely absent and inexplicable. Kids who are unvaccinated are safer from this disease than are vaccinated adults. That's just full stop fact. And one of the things that I'm really concerned about, Kevin, is we're seeing a real rise in fear porn, if you will, related to this new Delta variant. A lot of people are getting confused and thinking that we've got this brand new threat because there's a new variation. The Delta variant is more transmissible, but it is not more virulent.
Right.
So even though it's more transmissible, that's only applicable to people who haven't been vaccinated. The vaccines, from all evidence that we're seeing, work as well against the new variant as they do against the old one. You know, we should be feeling very optimistic about the fall, feeling very good about kids going back to school, because among the vaccinated, the threat from this is just plummeting. And so that's a great situation to be in. And people who are vaccine hesitant need to be looking at the data and reassuring themselves. You know, different people have different things that they're weighing. So I think it's mystifying for, and I think that the administration really undermines their credibility. And if there is one thing that we need right now in the midst of this is more credibility on the science and on the facts on the ground and what's actually happening.
But Charmaine, that does not work when the president, given that the CDC guidance had come out and they had said what they had said about kids, and they're not recommending masks for the fall. Now, the American Academy of Pediatrics somehow did a 180. They had been anti-mask early on, and now they're saying maybe bring the masks back. But when the CDC gives its guidance, that the White House feels like it has to go pay them a visit and kind of strong arm them into walking that back. And I think that's why you've got, moms like Bethany Mandel and Carol Markowitz in the Post today going, wait a minute, you're exactly right. This isn't scientific. This is political, arm bending.
Right. And this is why I brought up the Delta variant thing, because that's the only thing that gives any kind of context for concern at this point, because all the other markers are very, very positive, particularly among people who have been vaccinated.
Yeah.
And so I'm not seeing any kind of rationale for this new emphasis, and that's why people are losing their confidence in the public health pronouncements coming out of this administration, the lack of a logical rationale.
And I had a very in-depth discussion with Dr. Mark Siegel, the Fox News senior medical all-star, and he was telling me, because I asked specifically about the vaccines and their correlation to the Delta variant, but I also asked about post-infection people, because if you've had COVID and you've recovered, they are discovering almost day by day that your antibodies are as strong and finding out maybe stronger than the ones that are getting the vaccine even with the second shot. And when you consider those that are post-infection and vaccinated, the vaccinated alone and the post-infection alone, we're talking about a significant number of people across the country.
Right, and that's why you're seeing all of the numbers go down, 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 except among the unvaccinated.
Right.
I saw a number, and don't hold me to this precisely, but it's upward somewhere 95-99% of those who are now coming down with COVID are among the unvaccinated. So that should give people... At this point, Kevin, basically what it amounts to is you've got a tool and you can choose whether to use it or not. And so that should give people a sense of empowerment.
Well, and because of that, there should be no discussion. Because of that, there should be no discussion of forcing masks upon other people.
And that's just the bottom line. Charmaine Yost, always appreciate your insight. Thank you for being with us on this Saturday night. Radio Night Live continues. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey.
Live shot on Radio Night Live of the Brooklyn Bridge. You can also see the Queensboro Bridge in that shot there. Welcome into our studios in New York. Glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough, my name. Radio Night Live, of course, with you every Saturday night, 9 to 11 Eastern. And thank you to Biz TV and great radio stations that carry us across the country. And if you're on Biz TV and you missed the first portion of the show tonight at 11 o'clock, they restart the whole thing. We go from the beginning to end all over again, and appreciate that as well. All right, we have had a packed ladies' lounge tonight. Kristen B. Tate, Charmaine Yost. My next guest is Nicole Karam, and she's here to talk about something very, very simple, which is the idea that during COVID, there's been significant problematic pauses in mental health care, particularly for children, in the course of the pandemic. And Nicole Karam, welcome. So glad to have you with us on Radio Night Live.
Thanks so much for having me, Kevin.
So did I get anything wrong in the intro? Are we just fine and dandy in the mental health arena of our life in America today? And if not, why?
And no, unfortunately, we are seeing a real crisis with behavioral health access. And, you know, behavioral health has always been an issue in terms of people being able to get the services that they need when they need it. People were already struggling with that before the pandemic. And just like COVID-19 exposed a lot of different inequities within our healthcare system, this is one area where we were already struggling with, and now we have a crisis on top of a crisis. So in North Carolina hospitals, we are seeing a growing need of people who need services. And just like other chronic health conditions like heart disease or diabetes, we shouldn't be waiting until someone gets into a crisis state to be able to give them the services they need. So that's why the North Carolina Healthcare Association, along with other statewide organizations, sent a letter to our governor and to our elected state officials, urging them to take action now, because
right,
people deserve to get treatment as soon as they need it.
Well, and let me slow down so that we can go fast a little bit, because you're already talking about the solution. I want to make sure my people understand the problem. In the medical arena, people decided to forego regular medical maintenance in terms of visits to their doctors and screenings, et cetera. But why did the pandemic have a kind of similar reciprocal effect on the mental health arena as well?
So this time has impacted people's mental health, individually and as a collective. So we have seen an increase in people who are reporting anxiety and depression from some national polls. And we've also seen an increase in people who are using telehealth services to initiate behavioral health services with a provider. And so there's a lot of reasons that our behavioral health has been affected. And I'm sure some of your listeners can think about family members or other people in their lives who may have had their mental health negatively impacted, which is why it's really important that we have services accessible and available to people when they need it. And I will say one thing that we've seen during the pandemic is actually an increased use in telehealth for behavioral health services. And it's actually brought care closer to home for both people who already have a behavioral health condition or those who just needed a little bit of extra support during
yeah.
this time.
No, I think that the technology probably has been an asset, but I know that I've seen a lot of stories, and I've talked to a lot of moms in particular, that have noticed that while their kids have, you know, utilized their pediatrician's office less, that the need for mental health has skyrocketed. I don't know the North Carolina numbers specifically, but I know in general across the country, the need for children and youth to see mental health professionals and behavioralists went up significantly, particularly, and I would say in the, you know, kind of the back half of the pandemic. I think for the first half, when people were just moving into virtual learning and so forth, there was so much kind of different stimulus and different kind of ways of doing things that it took a little while to set in. But that once it did, that kind of discouragement in what they were feeling, not being able to be addressed, really created some of those long-term problems. Is my impression, in fact, proven out to be true in terms of what you're seeing in the data?
Yeah, so when we looked at our hospital emergency room data and compared it for 2019 and 2020, we actually saw a 70% increase in the number of ED discharges for a behavioral health condition, which is a lot, and that was just for kids. And so I think you got it just right that especially at a time in kids' development where part of their development is to be around people, to be around their peer group, to
right.
Be really, you know, like fitting in with their friends. It's different to do that in a virtual environment. And, kids and adults have had to adapt to a lot of different changing situations and deal with loss and grief. So this time is definitely going to have an impact on all of our mental health. And for some people, that might turn into a mental illness or substance use disorder. Many chronic behavioral health conditions actually start in the teen years. So it's really important for parents to be having those open conversations with their kids about mental health and what they can do to help support their mental health.
Yeah. Well, and I think the first step is to get parents involved. You know, don't just read your kids as being depressed as something that should be, you know, just they're going to grow out of or something like that. Like, take an active, proactive interest in what they're dealing with. Get them to talk and get them to, you know, let you know if things are feeling different for them on the inside. It's really important. Let me ask you on the North Carolina front, because that's where you're from and that's where your specialty is. You've decided to address this. You've taken it to the governor. How's the community itself getting involved? What is, community-based organizations or business groups or those types of things? Is there kind of a holistic response that is being modeled, and could that be exported to other places?
Yeah, and in fact, with the letter that we sent to the governor and to our state leaders, we did it in collaboration with other statewide organizations like our statewide chamber and other trade associations like nurses and doctors and patient advocacy groups like the National Association for Mental Illness.
So it was an entire community group effort. That is really important. Friends, you want to know more, NC Health Association, nchealthassociation.com. Go check it out. Nicole Karam, we're short on time. Thank you for being with us tonight. Thank you as always. All right, coming up next, Jason Aldean returns in our music spotlight with a final gift for us before we're done. It's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are,
He doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
What a great night on Radio Night Live, and thank you again for being with us every Saturday night from 9 to 11. Biz TV, 300 great radio stations plus across the country, and thankful that you are where you are. Earlier tonight, Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood debuted their brand new single. It's a new breakup anthem, actually, is what it's all about. But he closes tonight's show out with a very touching, sentimental favorite, I Got What I Got. Here's Jason Aldean on Radio Night Live.
She said, baby, do you ever miss being alone? I said, hell no, I don't. She said, do you really think I'm where you belong? I said, you know, and I know you're perfect for me. Everything I'll ever need, I ain't playing. What I'm saying, when I got what I got, I don't miss what I had. The old me before you belongs to the past. In the back of your mind, you might think there's something more I want. But when I got what I got, girl, I
don't. Isn't that the cutest little baby girl?
A little crazy when you're talking like that, girl. Ain't no second thoughts, no regrets, no kind of maybe, no wishing I'd turn back before you came along. I could go on and on, girl, just kiss me. You're all that I want. When I got what I got, I don't miss what I had.
Not high with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hands tap.